being child-free during the holidays? Do you need some tips, some advice, some pointers? Well, you're in the right place. That's up next. Welcome to the Not a Mama Life podcast, where our child-free views are heard, matter, and celebrated in life, love, relationships, work, entrepreneurship, and much more. This is your judgment-free, no questions asked corner of the podcast world, and I am glad you're here. Let's live our Not a Mama Life. How to handle holidays and being child-free. Of course, depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this in 2020, holidays are very different. Am I right? But if you're not listening to this in 2020, that's okay as well. I'm going to give you some tips on how to handle being child-free during the holidays, which may include Zoom calls, virtual holiday parties, actual holiday parties, and so on. Being child-free, the number one advice I can give you for any type of social interaction or any type of social gathering would be to have boundaries going into the situation, going into the event, going into the dining room, going into someone's home. Have boundaries before you even get there. These boundaries can be carried over to anything in life, but for the most part, you need to know what can be talked about, what should not be talked about, and how to answer and how to redirect. And all of those things can be done by having boundaries. For example, boundaries of topics of conversation. Have it set in your mind what you will accept as comments, questions, topics, and what you will not. Part of having boundaries is the ability to say, no, we're not going to talk about that today. Or, no, that's not any of your business. Or, no, that is not up for family discussion. I want to tell you a story. I recently went to my family's home, my sister's house, for my birthday celebration. And we were having a great time. My sister is married with two children. I am married, no human children. And the conversation came around where my sister asked me to tell my mother more about my business. So to tell my mother more about all things Not a Mama. So I continued the conversation with my mom. I explored and told her about what the podcast is going to be, what the main mission of the company is, that I focus on doing a lot of virtual events, how one day I would love to do in-person events, and so on. So we just talked about the mission and all the things that I've been doing. And then I gave her some feedback that I've received from different child-free women that have participated with my virtual events. And my mother's response was, oh, that's wonderful, sweetheart. Because what else do child-free women have to do? Yeah. My mom, her response was, what else do child-free women have to do? Well, my response was, that comment is exactly why I started this business. So remember, you have control, you can set boundaries, and more importantly, and most importantly, you can say no to conversation topics, to questions, to comments. You are in control. Do not allow the overhang of being a holiday, that it needs to be cheerful, or it needs to go smoothly, or we have to answer to everything because of the tone of it being a holiday. That's bullshit. So remember, go into any holiday, work party, virtual party, holiday gathering, whatever you're going to be going into. Go in with boundaries. Go in with clear, yes, these are okay topics. No, these are not okay topics. Maybe even rehearse a few responses. Like I had mentioned before, responses like, that's not up for discussion. That's my choice, and I don't have to justify it. I don't need your validation for my choices. We are not going to discuss that today. That's a discussion for another time. So those are a few examples. I am wishing you the very best for any holiday situation that you may be coming in contact with. And let's continue this conversation over on Instagram. Send me a direct message if you need a little cheerleader before going into a holiday situation or any kind of party or anything that you may be having some difficulty with. I am at notamama on Instagram and always love to continue this conversation there. That's a wrap. Thanks for spending your time with me. Would love for you to share this podcast with your child-free BFF. And when you do so, make sure you tag me over on Instagram at notamama. And while you're there, let's continue this conversation. Until next time, go live your Not a Mama life.